There's plenty of stories about the nighttime sky and how the sky got to be the way it is at night. Any people that have lived in the natural world have been very attuned to the sky and the different constellations, the different shapes that they see in the sky hold meaning. And hunters and farmers and fishermen have to be aware of the changes in the sky through the year to be able to predict the seasons, the planting and the hunting times, the beginning and ending of a year, and the cycles that we live by in this creation world. One of the finest constellation is the Big Dipper. And if you look at it, it's four stars that form the bowl of the Dipper, and then three smaller stars that make the handle. And if you look next to the middle star in the handle, you see that there's a very dim star right next to it, a little tiny star right next to that star. Well, among my people, that's not a Big Dipper, it's a bear. Those four stars are the bear. And then the three stars chasing it are hunters. And the one in the middle with the dim star, that's his little dog, Bright Teeth. And I'll tell you how they got to be up in the sky. And if anybody ever noticed, the Big Dipper rotates around the sky all through the year. It never stops moving. Never stops. It's in constant motion. And there's a reason for that, too, why that bear runs through the sky and those hunters, they follow him. You see, my people, we have a song that goes back to the beginning of our people, and it says, "We are Abenaki. We follow the bear. There never was a time that we didn't follow the bear. The bear is our brother. And he teaches us how to live." And so most of the men of my people are in the bear clan. All of our warriors, our hunters, and our chiefs came from the bear clan. And we revere the bear. And the symbol is the mark of the bear's paw. We follow that mark through the days of our life. We follow his tracks. But we don't hunt the bear. The bear is our brother. And there's peace between my people and the bear. We hunted every other creature of the forest, but not the bear. These we suffered always to live in peace. And one night, at our hunting camp, three Cree hunters came to our camp from the other side of the Mistassini Forest, from around James Bay. And they had a little dog with them. And they came to join us for food. And we gave them deer meat. This was before my time. This is when my father was young. And they gave them food, and they gave them deer meat. And then they gave them a place to sleep for the night, these Cree hunters. But these Cree, you know, they like to eat bear. And the deer meat didn't satisfy them. So during the night, they woke up, the oldest hunter did, and he woke the others up. And he whispered to them to go and find a bear, because there was one nearby in a den in the hillside near the hunting camp. And so these Cree hunters, they snuck away. Well, our old medicine man, Bedagi, that's Rolling Thunder, he saw these Cree hunters sneaking away from the camp. And he had an idea of what they were doing, because he knew that one of our brothers, the bear, lived nearby. And these Cree hunters liked the meat of the bear and no other. And that the deer meat didn't satisfy them. So Bedagi got up and he followed them to see what they were doing. And as he watched, the oldest Cree hunter, he made a torch of sticks. And he lit this. And he went into the cave where the bear was sleeping. And with that torch, he chased the bear out of the cave. And he shouted to the other hunters waiting there. And the bear ran past these hunters, running towards the south. And they chased after him, these three hunters, and their little dog, Bright Teeth, biting at the heels of the bear. And the bear turned, and he ran north, and the hunters followed him, running north, and their little dog, Bright Teeth, snapping at his heels. And the doggy saw this, and he didn't like it. And he decided he'd make some medicine to help the bear. Great medicine did he make in those days long ago. And he made a powerful medicine so the bear would lift up off the ground. And he ran into the sky. Well, by now, one of the young Cree hunters had wounded the bear with an arrow. And so it was that the bear's blood dripped down on the sumac and the maple, and so they turned red in the fall. And the bear lifted off into the sky, and so did the hunters. And they didn't realize. And suddenly they looked about, and they looked down, and there was the earth far below them. And the old Cree hunter said, "Enough of this. This is powerful medicine. We must go back." But the medicine was strong. And the Cree hunters couldn't come back down out of the sky. And their punishment is that for all of time, until the end of creation time, those three hunters and their little dog will spend the rest of their time running through the sky chasing that bear, and they'll never catch him. Our brother is safe forever.